This has been quite a night already. And we could probably all go home now feeling like we'd been to church. But you know, there's just something about it that Pentecostal people loves to hear the word of the Lord. Somebody asked me last night, my organist up here, yeah, my organist, I've lost my bass guitar player again. Is he around? All right. God bless him. Amen. Got me a new musician tonight. Brother David Foss is here with us tonight. David, turn it up, man. Turn it up so we can hear it. It's been a great, great convention, and we've had a great time. And I just would like to see what the Holy Ghost would do in this convention. Somebody asked me last night, did my church shout a lot? I guess they thought since I was as wild as a Comanche Indian that my church would be. And I said, well, it's just a chord. When it hits them hard. But I've got a strange church. They'll shout for a while, but they're scared to shout too much because they don't want to stop the preaching. And they'll let it go for a little while, and then they'll stop it because they're afraid if they shout too long, the preacher won't preach. And, of course, I found that out, and I told them that they'd have to do a real good job before they stop me. And you've done great tonight, but you've got to do a lot better than that before you stop me from preaching. That brother's got to take more time taking the offering than he did tonight. And you got to shout better than you shouted to get me to stop. Because I come a long way to preach. And I love to preach. Amen. I can't understand one of these preachers that don't ever have anything to preach. Lord, have mercy. Did I say something wrong? I can't understand them. I got more to preach than I know what to do with. A preacher that's called of God and has studied the book has got plenty to preach about. Hallelujah. All he wants is somebody that wants to hear it. Glory. And you know what? I've found out one thing in California. You folks love the word of the Lord. And I love to preach out here because you do. It's easy to preach when people love preaching. How many of you women ever cook for a finicky eater? Ain't it a mess? To try to cook for somebody that's so finicky? But you don't mind it too bad when they'll get in there and act like they like it. Amen. I don't like to preach to finicky people. In fact, I get kind of aggravated with them. I like for them to get their... Did you ever try to eat peas with a fork? I don't know where all this etiquette stuff came from that you got to eat with a fork. Did you ever try to run peas down on a plate with a fork? You just can't hardly do it. I don't know why they ever invented those things with holes in them anyhow. You want something to pick it up. I like a spoon. Manners or not. I like something that I can reach down and when I get it and pick it up, it's got something in it. Glory to God. Let's lift our hands and love the Lord tonight, would you? Oh, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I don't know. I may run into trouble with Brother Herod tonight. He told me last night to use this microphone, but I like the way this one sounds best. And I'm not doing it to be ugly. I'm ugly anyway. I'm just doing it because I like the way this one. I guess it's because I can hear myself better. And maybe I'm just vain enough to want to hear myself. But that one sounds like I'm down in a drum somewhere, and I don't want to be in a drum. Brother Price got me out of the barrel when he got me over here to preach to y'all. He was down on the bottom. And he got me out and brought me out, so I don't want to get back in a drum. But I'll stay close enough to this one one-tenth of the time anyway. I better sing my Brother Price's song tonight. Because if they make me teach another class tomorrow, I don't know what voice shape my voice will be in. So hit me about, All right, let's go 4 flat. Brother Harris has already learned all my keys because I sing in 4 flats all the time. But I might as well sing in 4 or 2. It don't matter because I'm going to be flat before it's over with anyway. This is a beautiful song, and if God will anoint it and bless it tonight, it'll do something for you. Because you see, one of these days this life is going to be over, and we're going to wake up on the other side. To you that are well, strong, and can shout and run around like some of you fellas was doing a while ago, this song may not mean much to you. But to this old boy that's hobbled around on a cane for about 15 years, don't know what it is to bend over and touch his toes, and I'm not asking for sympathy, don't baby me. Amen. Brother Parks, bless his heart, he's tried to carry me around on the feather pillar. Don't do it, because I got to go home, and my wife won't keep on doing it when I get home. It'll spoil me. Just let me tough it out myself. I'm not asking for any sympathy. I'm just thankful that the Lord's been so good to me. You see, really, I'm not even supposed to be here, because 20 years ago, a doctor told me in 6 months I'd be an invalid. He missed it. Thank God, something happened. Hallelujah. Jesus came along. Touched my life. One of these days I'm going to cross over the bridge, and there'll be no sorrow, there'll be no pain, praise God. Just across the bridge, there'll be no sorrow. Just across the bridge, there'll be no pain. That sun will shine across the ridge. Of the king, until you hear their voices ring, they'll be singing out the glory of the Lamb. The River Jordan will be near, the sound of trumpets will go in the air, and you'll be high. precious face ever known to man. It's just across the bridge, there'll be no sorrow. Just across the bridge. Hallelujah to God. Hallelujah to God. I have lived a life of sin in this whole world I'm living. Happiness, just like you folks have got. And a love that's so true. And he said, if you'll look just across the bridge, there'll be no sorrow. Has been, so I don't see why I should break the record. In the fifth chapter of the book of Esther, I would like to talk to you tonight from the depths of my heart on something that really dug into my soul several months ago. In the fifth chapter of Esther, starting with the second verse, it said, "And it was so." When the king saw Esther, the queen, standing in the court, that she obtained favor in his sight. And the king held out to Esther the golden scepter that was in his hand. So Esther drew near and touched the top of the scepter. Then said the king unto her, What wilt thou, Queen Esther? And what is thy request? It shall be given thee to half the kingdom. Back to verse 14 of chapter 4. For if thou altogether holdest thy peace at this time, then shall their enlargement and deliverance arise to the Jews from another place. Now, if everybody will give me your attention, those guys can take care of that buzzing. What I got to say is more important than that buzzing. And I know I'm better looking than them guys are. So you look up here at me. That's it. I knew it all the time. I knew they could take care of it. I want you tonight to allow me to use quite a few types and shadows in this sermon. Now, I realize, and I'm going to say this in my opening remarks, that you cannot base a doctrine on a type. I know that. And I also know that types can only be taken so far. And one incident or one person can be used in many ways to describe and to portray a spiritual truth. But there are several characters in the book of Esther that I want to deal with tonight. And I don't claim to be original because I don't know anybody that's really original. Even Jesus said that the words I speak are my Father's words. But I have never heard anybody preach this sermon along the lines that I'm going to preach it tonight. If you want to make notes, I'm going to give you these types in the beginning, and if you don't get the types, you're going to miss the whole boat. And you might as well go on to sleep now. One man that I'm going to use tonight is King Ahasuerus. And he is a type of the people of the world that is searching. Now follow me close. He is a type of the people of the world that is searching. Vashti, who was his wife and the queen, I'm going to use as a type of the things of the world. Esther is a type of the church that is tied to a sinful world simply by the virtue of humanity. And Hegai, H-E-G-A-I. Now, y'all say that any way you want to. But I'm going to call him Hegai. Now, some of you smart dudes can call him what he's supposed to be called. But I don't know what his name is, so I'm just going to call him Hegai. Hegai was a keeper of the women. And I'm going to use him as a type of the Holy Ghost. Now, this don't make 1 ounce of sense to you right now, but you give me 2 hours, and friend, I'm going to bring some sense out of it. No, it's not going to take me that long. Hour and 59 minutes. Ahasuerus is a type of a searching world. Vashti, a type of the things of the world. Esther, a type of the church tied to a sinful world simply by the virtue of humanity. Haggai, a keeper of the women, a type of the Holy Ghost. Now then, let me briefly give you the story so I can get into my sermon. Ahasuerus gave a party one time and invited in all of the bigwigs of the world of his day. And it was a coming together of royalty. And back in those days, of course, they were very concerned about their prestige. And the bigger the party, the more the prestige, and the more the majesty and the pomp, well, it just made them a little bigger and a little better. And it was a mad race as to which one would have the greatest party and which one would put on the greatest show. So the party was going real fine, and the men folks was having a great time. The ladies' auxiliary hadn't arrived yet. They were having a big time. In fact, all of them was drunk as Cuda Brown. Ever how drunk that was. But finally, Ahasuerus carried away with drunkenness. He made a strange request. He said, I want you to bring Vashti in and let me show her off and let her perform. Some Bible teachers have said that what he actually expected her to do was to perform a burlesque show and expose herself before all of these people. She was a beautiful woman, they say, and Ahasuerus was proud of her. And he thought, boy, that would be the thing that would really impress this bunch of noblemen, is for me to get her in here and let her perform a striptease act and really put on a show for these guys. Now, this was Ahasuerus' desire. This was his wants. Follow me close. I don't want to lose you, because you'll get lost and never catch up. This was his desire. Vashti is a type of the things of the world. Ahasuerus called her in. She came to see what he wanted. But when she found out what he wanted, she would not and could not bring herself to meet his need. So Ahasuerus, in his drunken state, because his wife, the queen, would not perform to meet his need, he ran her off and separated himself from her because she failed him when he wanted her to do something for him. Now let me clear this up. There comes a time in this sinful world that they get so drunk on the pleasures of this world until they lose their senses. And they will resort to anything. Anything. I'm going to make a confession tonight, and I hope you won't condemn me. But some time ago, I was in an airport. I was raised in a Pentecostal home, and thank God for it. These drug addicts and prostitutes and harlots and gamblers and alcoholics, they come in and testify, and everybody shouts about what God has delivered them out of. And it seems to me like nowadays, if you want to get a start in the ministry, the dirtier, the filthier, the lower you went in sin, the faster you get started. And some of those poor old boys that's raised on the pews of Pentecostal churches, shouted over and stomped on and everything else, Brother Price, they can't hardly get going. But you let some guy come in and claim to be off of Skid Row in New York, you might be right, it's a true sister, and I thank you for giving that money tonight so I could preach, because I got something to say. Hallelujah, I would have never got to preach. Bring him in off a Skid Row of New York and let him tell his testimony of how dirty, low down, filthy he was. And he preached in the biggest churches we got. Amen. Amen. But let me tell you something, folks. I got just as much to thank God for as they have. Hallelujah to God. In fact, if anything, I got a little more to thank God for. I don't know what whiskey tastes like. I've never had a taste of champagne. I don't know what it is to be bound to smoking. I don't know what it is to live an immoral life. I don't know what it is to go to the dance hall. Oh, thank God, when I was 15 years old, God filled me with the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And I'm glad I don't know what this dirty, stinking world is like. Hallelujah to God. Hallelujah to God. I want to thank you, California preachers, for taking Brother David Foss in, giving him revivals. That boy was raised on the floors of Pentecostal church. His old grandpa was a Pentecostal preacher. His dad is one of the best in the business. I want to thank you, Californians, for opening your doors and letting him evangelize and giving him revivals. Hallelujah. And he wasn't a hippie. He wasn't a drug addict. He wasn't immoral. He was a good, clean, apostolic boy. But you see, there comes a time that people get so drunk on the world until they call for Vashti, but Vashti can't meet their needs. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Brother Herod, if you want a title to put on your little tape, For my sermon tonight, I'm going to preach on the purpose of the church in the world. I can't think of nothing fancy, so just call it that. I may not ever get to it, but call it something anyhow. But you reach the place in sin that Vashti can't meet your need. So you throw her away. And you begin that endless search. Ahasuerus said, I've got to have a queen. You see, people has got to have something to fill that emptiness and that longing down deep in their heart. And I'm going to tell you something tonight. I'm going to make another confession to you. If I did not know the power of the Holy Ghost and did not know the glory of the name of Jesus, Brother Martin, I might be an alcoholic or a drug addict myself. Because there's so much pressure in this world today, you've got to have an escape valve somewhere. But oh, I'm so glad that we've learned that within the rank and file of the United Pentecostal Church and the Holy Ghost Jesus' name experience, there is a release from the pressures of this old world. Hallelujah! And you can steal away to Fresno, California and go to a ladies' auxiliary meeting that's turning into a camp meeting. Hallelujah to God. And feel that release of the Spirit of God. But first, Ahasuerus said, I've got to have a queen. So the way he chose one was to begin to search. Look for one. He sent men out to various nations, and they found the most beautiful, the most attractive women that they could find to bring them in to satisfy the searching that was in the heart of King Ahasuerus. Let me tell you here tonight, if you're here without the Holy Ghost and been baptized in Jesus' name, there is no use in looking back to the things of the world. They can't meet your need. You got to get you a queen somewhere else. So here comes these beautiful women from all over the world. I'm going to call one of them Miss Drugs. I'm going to call the other one Miss Pleasure. I'm going to call the other one Miss Immorality. I'm going to call the other one Miss Material Possessions. And they come in from all over the world. Maybe I will be the one that will meet the need of that searching one, King Ahasuerus. But after a while, there was a little Jewish maiden by the name of Esther. She was so pretty, and she came to try to meet the need, to meet the need of searching Ahasuerus. Now, when they came, I want you to follow me now. They did not go directly to Ahasuerus. They went to a house, and the keeper of that house was Hegai, and he in my sermon is a type of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. I want to tell you one thing before you can ever become a bride of the longing and the end of the search for the searching one, you must come under the scrutiny of the Holy Ghost. Amen. These women had to come and
mutiny of Hegai. Tested. They had to be purified. They had to be cleaned up. They had to be straightened up. They had to be fixed up. Because they were trying to fill the longing of the searching one. He, God, did everything he could for them. Brother, that's one thing about the Holy Ghost. It gives everybody the benefit of a doubt. Somebody said, Brother Johnson, what do you think about this charismatic movement? I'll tell you what I think about it, and then you can think what you want to. I think it is God's last attempt to try to reach an ungodly world to bring in and fill the need of a hungry heart that is searching for something from God. I believe in these last days God is going to break beyond the denominational walls and go into every church and fill them with the Spirit of God. They're going to come under the scrutiny of the Holy Ghost. But let me tell you something. It is given to them for one purpose, and that is to lead them and to guide them into all truth. Hallelujah! Into the revelation of the oneness of God. Into the revelation of the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah! Let me tell you something, folks. The Holy Ghost is watching these women. He's watching them. Let me and you quit being so critical and let the Holy Ghost watch them. He'll watch them. He's got his eye on them. Amen. Amen. And so the year came to an end. And it came time for the women to go in to Ahasuerus. Read, Brother Martin, what is that? Esther 2:13. Read it.
Then thus came every maiden.
Then thus came every maiden.
Unto the king.
Unto the king. You see, the Holy Ghost had been watching them. He had been keeping his eye on them for a whole year. Now they were coming to the searching one. And they brought them one by one into the king. Now read.
Whatsoever
she desired
was given her
anything that she thought would make her attractive was what she could have. I think I short. It's right there. I can find them, but I can't fix them. Whatever she wanted to make her attractive to the king, she could have it. And so Miss Materialism steps out and said, dress me up with all of the adornments of this world. Paint my face up pretty. Put rings on my fingers and bracelets on my arm and give me a miniskirt and give me some earrings. Amen. And I'm going to be just as sexy as I possibly can because I want to meet the need of the king. Y'all didn't catch it, but I'm preaching holiness.
Right. We're right with you.
Preach.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
If you want to be a missed material wilderness, then you just go ahead and you'll find out that that searching one is not looking for you. She went in and she dressed herself in the most sexy attire that she could find and fixed herself up and displayed all of her jewelry and her fixings and went in and spent the night with the king. But listen, what happened to him if they spent the night with him?
To go in with her.
He went in with her.
Out of the house.
Now let's read.
Of the woman unto the king's house.
All right, he went to the king's house. Read on now.
In the evening she went.
All right, she went.
On the morrow she returned.
On the morrow she returned.
Unto the second house.
To the second house.
Of the woman.
To the second house. Everybody say second house.
Second house.
This was the trash heap.
Yeah.
This was the garbage dump. This was where the king sent the women that did not meet his approval. Let me tell you something, folks. There is a hungry, searching world out there that materialism does not meet their need. Amen. Hallelujah to God. Amen. Hallelujah. There's young people today that are leaving $100,000 homes and Cadillacs in the garages and closets full of clothes, and they're getting in communes, and they're trying their best to find some satisfaction that they couldn't find in the riches that their parents provided for them. Let me tell you something, saints of God and preachers, your kids want more than a car to drive and clothes to wear. They want something real from the throne of God. Give them some Holy Ghost teaching. Teach them how to pray. Teach them how to love God. Teach them to love the Word of God, and teach them to respect the ministry. Hallelujah. 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 Here came Miss Drugs. But drugs only blows your mind. Drugs only blows your mind. I read Ann Landers today. Will you not condemn me for it? Somebody wrote in to her and wanted to know, said, what's wrong with drugs? Said, I get high. And said, I get completely out of my troubles. Some of y'all grinning, you read her too. You're condemning yourself. Said, I get completely in another world where there's no trouble and no confusion. Said, what's wrong with something like that? I thought she had the cutest answer. Friend, she turned his water off. She told him, she said, I get high on a lot of things, and I've never used drugs. Hallelujah. She said, I can get high on good music. And she listed several things that she could get high on. I want to tell you something, folks, tonight. There is not a drug in the world that can get you as high as these people were tonight in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There's no drug in the world that can take an elderly gentleman like I saw tonight running these aisles and make him run these aisles. Brother Lane, the drugs just can't do it. But the power of the name and the glory of the Spirit can make a young man out of an old man. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And so these women paraded themselves in one by one. They spent the night with the king and went on to the second house, to the trash heap. You're not what I want. You're not what I want. You're not what I want. I've had them come into our church from every walk of life. I've had them come in and they tell me the story. I would not call any names because some of them is too personal. But I've had them come and tell me of how deep in drugs they had gone. But they said I did nothing but blow my mind. Said I just couldn't think right. And Ann Landers told that boy that wrote... don't know what you're talking about, because said this is a complex world regardless of how high you get. This is a complex life. There's nothing in this world that'll take care of the need of that searching Ahasuerus. Holy. Hallelujah. 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 But after a while, read verse 15.
Now, when the turn of Esther,
who is Esther? The church. When the turn of the church came, it came the church's time to walk in. Glory! Lord, I can't hardly stand myself right now. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Read it, Brother Mark.
Was come...
When the turn of Esther was come...
To go in... Unto the king.
Unto the king.
She required nothing.
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 Some of you preachers, I'm fixing to blast you. Some of you preachers are trying to formulate your services. To please Ahasuerus. You forget it. Let the Holy Ghost dress you up like it wants you to dress up. Hallelujah. 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 Friend, it's time for us to take our little program and throw it out the window and let the Spirit of God take over. Hallelujah. Hallelujah to God. I watched that sister up here tonight. I don't know what her name was, but she made a ridiculous fool out of herself. The only one up here on the platform.
Sister Beck.
Well, the price is paid with that thing. That's it. Get it together. Glory. There ain't nobody can keep it together when I'm preaching. All right? She got up here, danced around, curls flopping all over her head, jumping, screaming, hollering. My Lord, what's she doing? She's wearing Holy Ghost clothes. I said she's wearing Holy Ghost clothes. She's dressed up in the Holy Ghost. She's just wearing what the Holy Ghost told her to wear. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Some of you nicey-nices, you won't do it. You're too yaller to do it. You're scared to do it. You got too much pride to do it. God bless your heart. Before we reach this world, we're going to dress up in Holy Ghost clothes and shout and sing and talk in tongues and dance in the Spirit, because the world wants a queen. Some women makes a big issue over wearing their dresses where their pastor tells them to wear them. And some of the men makes a big issue over cutting their hair like the pastor wants them to cut their hair. I'm not out here in California to tell all of you how to dress and how to cut your hair and all that. But I'm here to tell you we better get down to business with God and get to dressing like the Holy Ghost wants us to dress. And we better quit rebelling against what our pastor preaches. If your pastor preaches for you men to get a fair haircut, go to your barber and get a fair. Hallelujah to God. Hallelujah to God. Hallelujah to God. If he preaches for you to wear one brown shoe and one black one, if you're going to be a member of his church, you wear one brown one and one black one. Hallelujah. Say it's fanaticism. It may be. But God bless your heart. The Lord will bless you for honoring and respecting your pastor and standing by him in the preaching that he preaches. Hallelujah to God. Hallelujah to God. We're living in a day of revival. And from this revival, we're getting people from every denomination under the sun. And brother, along with them, they're wanting to bring some of the old traditions of their old way of life. And they're wanting to infiltrate our Pentecostal churches with them. They don't want pastoral authority. They don't want the preacher to tell them nothing to do. They want the Holy Ghost to lead them. But I want to tell you one thing. God said that he had chosen by the foolishness of preaching to save men. Get your Holy Ghost clothes on. Wear what the Holy Ghost tells you to wear. Put the perfume on that the Holy Ghost wants you to have. You know the perfume that the Holy Ghost uses? I'm going to tell you its name. You can't buy it at any of your leading stores. It's not for sale over the counter. The perfume that the Holy Ghost uses is called unity. I studied a little bit one time on that chapter in Psalms where it said how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. It said it's like a precious ointment that was poured on the head and ran down the beard on down to the ground. I got to studying a little bit about that ointment, and it said it was a mixture of several different kinds, and said it had a fragrance about it that was almost irresistible. Brother, there's something about unity in the church, hallelujah to God, that is almost irresistible to that searching soul that's coming in. Unity comes through the Holy Ghost. That's the perfume of the Holy Ghost. It'll make you smell good. It'll make you smell good. But there's nothing that stinks like a yang yang in a church. Glory. I got all carried away one night, Brother Martin, in my church, and I learned a lesson. I ain't never done it before, and I'll never do it again. I promise myself. We had a whole bunch of people pray through. I don't know how many, just hundreds of them. Pray through. And I'm not exaggerating. That's not evangelistically speaking. That's truth. Literally hundreds of people prayed through. Glory. And I got all wound up one night and I said, listen, how many of you folks was brought to God by a sermon that I preached? About five or six hands it went up. You talk about deflation. The world is having inflation, but I had deflation. They deflated me. They knocked the wind out of my sail. So I started going around. I wanted to see what was happening. And I'd ask them, I'd say, say, John, why did you come in? Say, Debbie, why did you come in? Say, Kim, why did you come in? Say, Kip, why did you come in? And different ones in the church. And you know what they all told me? They said, when we walked in this church, we felt such love, and we felt such a spirit, and we felt such a unity. We wanted to come back. We wanted to come back. It wasn't your preaching. It wasn't your singing. It wasn't your choirs. It wasn't your beautiful talk. It was the love. It was the perfume of unity. That was irresistible. That brought us back. Yes, Hester said, hey, guy, you know what I need to wear. You know how I need to dress up. I don't need nothing but what you tell me to have. Now, let me get down a little deeper. You got your scuba shoes on? We're going scuba diving. We're getting out away from the bank, and we're getting in deep water. What is it going to take to attract this world that's searching today? You are not going to attract them by using their tools. I might as well say it. I'm going to say it or bust. I might bust if I do. We don't need television.
Amen.
In any shape, form, or fashion, we don't need it. The Holy Ghost don't have that in its wardrobe. That is not for us to reach a hungry world.
Glory.
Say, well, we need to let them see some of these signs and miracles. Catherine Kuhlman's got that sewed up.
Right.
Amen. We need to let them hear some of this Pentecostal music. The Happy Goodmans has got that sewn up. Amen. We need to let them hear some tongue talking. The charismatics has got that sold out. Hallelujah. All we need to do is get down before he God and say, you give me what you want me to wear, and I'll go in. I'll go in. Just give me what you want me to wear. Hallelujah. 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 I'm going to go a little further. Now, I'm not against some of these things that I'm fixing to talk about, but I'm fixing to make some statements, and I want you to listen close. I don't mind you quoting me, but don't misquote me. I'm going to tell you something. Even handbills and newspaper ads is not the answer. We had a revival some time ago with one of the best preachers in Pentecost. And I'm not going to call his name because it's certainly not a reflection on him. We passed out nearly 6,000 pieces of handbills in the city of Richardson alone. And I doubt out of 6,000 handbills, we got a dozen visitors that whole week. They read handbills till they're sick of handbills. Everybody's got a handbill. Amen. Come on, don't get quiet on me. I'm not against radio programs if they're good. But I'm going to tell you one thing. A radio ain't the answer either. There is absolutely nothing that will take the place of walking into the room where they are. Esther never made an impression on Ahasuerus till she got in the room where he was. A personal contact is the best promotion that Pentecost has ever had in your life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah to God. Hallelujah. Brother Herod was talking to me this evening about wanting to put some of my sermons on sale. I said, you let me hear them first. Because I might have said something in the spirit of a service that wouldn't sound too good outside the spirit of a service. That would be taken wrong. They don't feel the spirit on a tape that you feel in a service. People all over the country has asked me to make a record. I said, I ain't fixing to. We've got enough records of people that can't sing. I'm not fixing to put out another one. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It ain't my singing people likes to hear. Brother Price has got more of an ear for music than that. He knows I can't sing. Amen. He knows it. He just admitted it. He knows I can't sing. Hallelujah. If there's any blessing at all in my singing, it's because you're there. Because you know I put everything I got in it. It's because you know that every fiber of my strength goes into every song I sing. Oh, God. We need today to be dressed with Holy Ghost power. Hallelujah to God. You see, this world is looking for something. They're looking for something. Give me your attention. Give me your attention. The devil don't want me to finish this sermon, but I'm going to finish it. We've got what the world is looking for. We've got it. We've got it. We've got it. Hallelujah! If we'll just wear these Holy Ghost clothes. Hallelujah! 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 Let's praise the Lord. Let's lift our hands and praise the Lord. Hallelujah! you to listen to me. Turn your ears and eyes this way. Hallelujah to God. Old Jonah, without a handbill, without a newspaper ad, without a radio broadcast, and especially without a television program, alone, without a guitar, without an accordion, without a tambourine, he walked the streets of Nineveh and brought 600,000 people down to their knees. Hallelujah! 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 He didn't have the baptism of the Holy Ghost like we got it. He didn't know the name of Jesus Christ. And yet he brought Nineveh from the throne to the peasant to their knees in repentance, because he was dressed in the will of God. John the Baptist, he never even got into town. Somebody said, we got to get into the high-rise buildings. He never even got into town. I said, he never even got into town. His pulpit was a stump on the bank of Jordan River. He never even got into the city, but his message did. His message did. Hallelujah. Somebody ran in one day and said, say, have you heard about that fella dressed in camel's hair and eating locusts and wild honey? He's preaching about one that's to come that will baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. And the Bible said the multitudes came out of the city to hear him preach. To hear him preach. What's the answer, Brother Johnson? I'm going to tell you what the answer is. Wear what the Holy Ghost tells you to wear. Have Holy Ghost services. Forget your programs. Hallelujah. Forget your little outlines. Forget your little songs. And get with the program. And let the Holy Ghost. She walked in. And old Ahasuerus took one look at her. Said, you're it. And after spending the night with Ahasuerus, she didn't go to the second house. He put the crown on her head and said, you're my queen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. A searching world has found his queen. Glory to God. Glory to God. The Jews got in trouble. I'm trying to close. Honest I am. The Jews got in trouble. I'm not going to take a lot of time to go into details, but they got in trouble. Mordecai, her uncle, sent her word and said, Esther, you've got to go into the queen, to the king. She said, Mordecai, you know why he hadn't sent for me. I can't go. He said, you're a Jew and you will die just like the rest of us. He said, who knows but what God brought you to this hour. Let me tell you something, United Pentecostal Church. I don't believe God ever intended for Holy Ghost end time revival to come through the charismatic movement. I'm going to say that again. I don't believe you heard me. I don't believe God ever intended for the end time revival to come through a charismatic movement. God wants his revival to come through his church. And if we have an end time revival, it's going to be through Esther, the church. She's the one that God's going to use. So Mordecai walked, her sent her a message and said, you'll die just like the rest of us. You got to go. She said, okay, I'm going to fast. And I want you to get everybody to fast and everybody to pray. You know how come we're having a time like we're having? Not because Brother Johnson from Richardson is here. Sister Parks told me that they've been on a week of prayer and fasting.
for this lady's auxiliary. Camp meeting. That's what's bringing the power. Glory to God. She said, all right, let's go on a 3-day fast. Amen. And after 3 days of fasting and prayer, old Esther walked. I can see her as she gets to that door and takes a breath. Because behind that door lies the man that has the power to take her life. Behind that door lies the searching world. She said, if I perish, I perish. Pentecostals, it's time for us to get desperate. Hallelujah to God. Let me tell you something, folks, the way this thing is running right now, it better not be too hard for us to get $1,000 to propagate this gospel, to send the light. Because, friend, from the way it's shaping up, you're not going to have much chance to use it anyhow. But that's another sermon altogether. But Esther squared her shoulders and said, if I die, I'm going to die. I'm going to fast till I spit blood. I'll cry till I can't weep no more. Oh, I'll pray till my lungs just collapse. But we're going to have a moving of the Spirit of God in the California district. Yes, Lord. Oh, God.
Amen.
Oh, God. You say, Brother Johnson, I wish everybody in the district would have been here to hear this sermon tonight. Let me tell you something. We don't have to have everybody in the district. We can start a revival in the California district with what we've got now. It didn't take all the Jews. It didn't take all the Jews signing a petition. It just took one woman that was willing to dress up with what the Holy Ghost told her to wear. And Mother, she brought a revival. She walked through the doors. The king looked at her. The king looked at her. Glory to God. And all of a sudden, Josephus says that the king took off his kingly robe. He stepped down off the throne. He walked down the steps and he met her in the aisle coming toward the throne, and he wrapped his arms around her and said, Esther, where have you been? I've been waiting for you to come. She said, but I didn't know. She said, he said, Esther, you're not just another woman in my harem. You're my queen, and I've been waiting for you to come. Oh, my darling, where have you been? Pat Raymond was her name. Her life was messed up. She was living a life of sin. She walked into our church. And I won't go into detail because there's too much personality, too much personal things involved. But suffice it to say, she had one of the most messed up lives I've ever seen. But she worked with one of the saints in our church and she saw the glow of the Holy Ghost on that woman. She saw that woman when they came to her and said, Billy White, we've got a promotion for you, but it demands that you wear pantsuits. She called me on the phone and said, Brother Johnson, and she told me the story. It meant a lot more money. It meant more prestige, a better job. She said, what should I do? I knew, Billy White, I wouldn't do this with everybody, but I did with her. I said, what do you think you ought to do? She said, I just don't think I ought to wear them. I said, I don't either. She turned the job down. Her boss said, Billy, you're crazy. Billy said, my God means more to me than any job that you've got in this plant. Hallelujah. He came to her a few days later and said, Billy, go ahead. I give you the promotion. I give you the job. Wear your dress and you get the raise anyhow. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Pat Raymond watched Billy White. She watched Billy White. And old Pat Raymond came to our church, a life messed up. Oh, she was in a mess. But she came to the altar, got the Holy Ghost, got baptized in Jesus' name, straightened up her life. And she had to go in the hospital not too many months ago. Saints started going to see her. Some of the saints got together because she had to quit living with the man she was living with when she got the Holy Ghost. And she was the only working one, and she had some children. The saints of the church started moving among each other, and they got her up way over $100, took her to the hospital. My phone rung. At the end of the line was a weeping woman. She said, Brother Johnson, where has these people been all these years? I didn't know there was anybody like that left in the world. Esther, where are you? Where are you? Church, where are you? Where are you, church? Ahasuerus is waiting for you. A hungry world is searching for you. Where are you, church? Oh, God. Oh, God. Let's praise God. Oh, God. Searching soul, we have waded through the pits to get to you. Searching soul, this district has spent thousands of dollars to have this 3-day night convention. We're looking for souls that are hungry for something from God. Is there somebody here tonight that's searching for reality? You're tired of sham. You're tired of professed religion. You want something real from God. You want a real, genuine Holy Ghost experience. Would you come now? Brother Ayers, where are you? Oh, church, we're looking. Where have you been, Esther? I've been waiting for you. The streets of your city is waiting for you. Fresno is waiting for you. San Francisco is waiting for you. Los Angeles is waiting for you. The district is waiting for you. Where have you been, Esther? You don't have to wait for me to send for you. I'm searching. I'm looking. I'm longing for you, church. Where are you? There's no use in me trying to give an altar call for sinners. I've tried. I can't. If y'all wanted an evangelist for this meeting, I'm sorry. I can't be one. God sent me with a message for the church tonight. Oh, God. The Hesperus is waiting for us. A searching world is waiting for us. They've tried drugs. They've tried alcohol. They've tried pleasure. They've tried sex. They've even tried religion. Now they're looking for a bride. They're looking for a church. They're looking for a real Esther. Where are you, Esther? Oh, God. Hallelujah. Brother Ayers, I want to sing I Love Him Too Much. I love Him too much. Will you stand? To fail Him. Just a minute. Just a minute. There is a depth in this service tonight that I haven't felt in a district gathering anywhere I've preached in a long, long time. Now, last night I asked you, and some of you did not respond. I'm asking you, every child of God, you that are on the back seat, I'm asking you to please don't leave this building until we have come and dedicated our lives anew to God tonight. There's a lot of places in this town that stays open all night. You won't have to miss your hamburger. There's something more important than a hamburger tonight. We got some searching souls on our hands, and we need to dress up in Holy Ghost clothes. because there's a hungry, searching Ahasuerus that wants a queen. And nobody else can meet the need but the church of the living God. I'm asking you without me begging you, without me pleading with you. There's plenty of room over here. There's plenty over here. I want everybody in this building, please, in the name of Jesus, please come and let's pray before we go home tonight. I love him too. Don't kneel because it takes up too much room. Stand, please. That's it. Come on, we're going to stand and pray. You've been sitting a long time. Make it somehow. Oh, I love him. I love him too much to fail him now. I love him too much. Hallelujah. It's so beautiful to see you coming. Just come up and move between the chairs if you want to. I feel something moving here tonight.